My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, and we're brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:45, it's a game show Wednesday. We'll play Junkerty for your chance to win tickets to the HF Festival at Nationals Park. And we have a Wendy's $50 gift card. That'll come in handy.
Yum.
Another broken pen, Cakes. Broken pen.
Yeah. Oh, I got now. Plenty of pens.
I have a ton of pens. It sucks still when they break.
You know what's underrated? Stealing pens. And well, not stealing. I mean, I don't think you're stealing pens. I mean, they're given to you at hotels. But the notepads and the pens. I take them every time.
I generally do. I feel like a nubber, but I...
Because I use
do,
them.
I do tend to take them.
Yeah.
Certainly the pens, not always the notepads.
I take the notepads, the pens, and of course, I have to take one white towel.
You're the king of taking white towels.
Full size?
Now I think that is theft.
I take a full-size towel?
Full-size
towel.
I don't
think I've ever stolen a towel from a... Now, I've stolen things probably in my past, but I've never stolen a towel.
As long as they're big and long. Some hotels you go to, the towels are small.
Yeah.
But if they're longer than normal, I take them.
What's probably cool is if you're ever a guest at Jason's house and you were spending the night, you get some nice towels.
I would assume. From some of the finest resorts the country has to offer.
Like when we have people stay in our guest room, I did go and we bought some new towels recently. So basically, it's when my brother and his family come and stay with us. You got to set up the towels, right?
Yeah, sure.
So you get your guest towels. Mm-hmm. He's got fancy hotel towels.
Yeah, but
I don't know how fancy they are, but
they're all different shades of white. They don't match. You know, you don't matching like hand towels or washcloths to give the people. Unless you get the whole set.
No, I don't take the washcloths. No.
Okay.
Or the hand towels. Just take the shower towels.
Gotcha.
And they're big for the most part.
I'm sure they are.
And you just have a ton. You go to hotels all the time at Virginia
Tech. I've got a lot of towels, and my wife gets bitter when I take them because our closet or our pantry, whatever,
it's overflowing.
It's overflowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but white.
You're always talking about decluttering and you're bringing home towels every trip.
Yeah, but we use them a lot. I have a stack of them in the garage because for my dog, if it's raining, we walk the dog. Okay. Well, we got to have towels to dry her off.
Sure.
When I put her in my back seat of my car, I put a couple towels so she doesn't shed all over the back seat.
I use the towels.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least he's using them. Now, he is stealing them, but at least he's putting them to good use.
Correct.
I feel like I'm missing out because I don't take a pen. I don't take a notepad. I don't take towels.
Well, you should.
They're begging you to take the pens.
But you're a minimalist, so I know why you wouldn't. You couldn't have more than one pen in your backpack.
Yeah, you know what?
No, I've got about 10.
MGM National Harbor pen right here. Where do you think this came from?
Hyatt place.
Look, we just try to cut corners. I mean, last time I checked, I've never gotten a Howard Stern like radio deal that I signed with a pen that I stole. So you got to cut corners sometimes, JP.
So early in the show, we were talking about the first preseason game, which is tomorrow, the Hall of Fame game. And you're not going to have Caleb Williams on the field. You're not going to have C.J. Stroud on the field. And we're kind of wondering, well, there's one less preseason game now. There are just three. How much are we going to see Jaden Daniels when it comes to the preseason? How many reps is he going to get? And does it even matter? Here's what Dan Orlovsky, who played in the NFL, now with ESPN, said about whether preseason reps matter for these young quarterbacks like Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels.
I would get these guys tons of reps, and Caleb specifically. One, because the style of offense that he's going from at USC and Oklahoma to the one he's going to run in Chicago is completely different. I mean, this was in college. It was at the line of scrimmage. We're running as many plays as we can. And you want to see plays like that where he's getting outside the pocket. But you want to also see the, hey, we're in the huddle. We're communicating the right way. I'm giving the right maybe reminders to my team. I'm getting in and out of the huddle. Play clocks aren't an issue. We all have relatively high expectations or fair expectations for this football team. It's not that grace period of, hey, this is a rookie. Let's get off to a slow start month and that's okay. So I think the more that you get him in those management situations and reps are going to only pay dividends in the future. So I'd like to see him play in all three games.
Well, Dylan,
I think when it comes to these young quarterbacks, including Jaden Daniels, they should be getting all the reps that they possibly get. I was being a little facetious last year when we were talking about Sam Howell. But remember my theory with Sam Howell was throw it 30 times in the first game. Oh. You don't need to work on the handoffs.
The enemy was doing that in the real
That's
situations
true.
Too.
Like, That's
he couldn't
true.
Wait to throw the ball.
But these guys need live reps because I know they were in pads, you know, for the first time this week. But it's not real game situations in training camp because the linebackers for the Commanders, they're not going to hit Jaden Daniels.
Right.
They're not going to hit him.
They better not.
All right. In the preseason, he's going to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real life situation. So I would practice as much as possible in those real life situations. And guys used to do that. Even Tom Brady used to do that a lot.
I'm generally with you, but it is a high wire act where you want to get him the reps. You want him to see real life situations, but you also want to keep him
healthy,
kind of protected for week one.
Well, as long as your offensive line ones are in, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I mean, I don't want a rookie playing behind the twos and threes, even against twos and three, you know, defenders.
Right.
I don't want that. But I do agree with you. I think the rookies need to get a lot of reps in the preseason.
And if he's in there with the
Because they've never seen live action against NFL opposing defenses.
And if he's in with the ones on the offensive line and it starts looking like a jailbreak all over the place and things are just breaking down, well, that's when, if I'm Dan Quinn, I'm gonna give him the hook and say, well, you know what? Let's shore up what we're doing with our protections. Let's get it in order for the next preseason game. And let's hope it improves.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. How much do you want to see Jaden Daniels in the preseason? How many reps? Like how many throws? If Jaden Daniels, if this was 20 years ago when we were doing radio and they had four preseason games, they might not have played much in the last preseason game, but they actually were playing in the last preseason game.
Well,
they were playing in the first
in
preseason
the third,
game.
The third one?
Yeah.
They were playing three quarters.
Yes. Right. So like total, they were probably playing easily 6 to 8 quarters of football.
Yeah.
That's what quarterbacks are playing. And now, this is probably what you expect and what I expect from Jaden Daniels. Maybe he's going to get a series or two in game one, and then maybe he's going to play a half in game two, and he probably won't play in game three.
I would assume
so
that's
the you
setup.
Might see him throw the ball 25 times.
And doesn't
maybe.
That, doesn't that have to hurt him in the regular season? That he doesn't have a lot of reps against
I would think
other
so.
Teams? It's going to be a slow start. I mean, he's going to show you flashes in the first couple games, but I can't imagine he's going to look like he had a ton of reps against you know, legit defensive competition, even if some of those guys aren't making those teams.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. We know Caleb Williams isn't playing in his first preseason game.
I don't have a problem with that, just because they've only been in camp for a week.
And they get an extra. Like, replay the Hall of Fame, you get an extra, right?
I think you get four, right?
If I'm Dan Quinn in the first game against the Jets, I think I'd be comfortable with playing him for a quarter and seeing what develops in a quarter, and then sit him down after that. I'd be okay with a quarter. Like,
I don't have a problem. A quarter?
You think you need longer than that?
No, I don't think. I think that's too long. In the Hall of Fame game?
No, I'm talking about Jaden Daniels.
Oh, with Daniels. Okay, yeah.
I would think a quarter of work against the Jets in preseason game one is good.
That's probably two series.
Right.
Maybe three.
Give me two or three series. See what you've got.
I want to see more than that.
Play him for a half in the second preseason game against the Dolphins. And then bubble wrap against the Patriots in preseason game three. I can't expose the future of my franchise to an ACL tear 3 weeks before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play scared. Injuries are going to happen.
Understood.
It's going to happen all over the league.
But if I'm Dan Quinn, I'd rather the injury happens against Tampa or the Giants in weeks one or two than a meaningless game against the Patriots.
All right, so how many total quarters in the preseason out of the 12 quarters do you want to see Jaden Daniels play?
Personally, I would want to see him play five.
I think 3 to 4 is a good number.
Yeah. I want to see the offense get a rhythm. Like, I wouldn't be stuck on a particular number if I felt like the offense was flowing. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's advantageous for your offense to catch a rhythm. And I think it's harder when they're not getting any reps against live football.
I agree.
Because, again, you can look great. The reports in the Washington Post were the offense was electric yesterday. Mm-hmm. All right,
prove it to me.
Right. But that's going against your own guys that aren't going to hit you.
That aren't not hitting you.
Correct. It's also like every practice that we see, they're throwing into those baskets. Do they not have enough guys that can catch the ball to not throw it into the basket?
I love the net.
With the nets, like every freaking practice we see that. It's like a hallmark for Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury.
For those of you that watched Last Chance U, Coach JB, who I believe we had on the show once, right? Didn't we have him on the show?
He's been on the show at least once, yeah.
This is his take on quarterbacks and the preseason. This is heavily, heavily bleeped out.
What up, man? Let me get something straight. So Caleb Williams is not going to play Thursday in the Hall of Fame game. Not only to me is it just... what has happened to everybody playing football? Why are we playing? I don't want to hear about the money. Well, they make so much money now, JB. Then the fans should boycott because they're paying the mother play and don't even get to see them play half the time. NBA, NFL. Last time I checked, this mother right here didn't even play his last bowl game, and the backup threw 6 touchdowns and broke USC record. The last game he played in a bowl game, a meaningful game, he got beat by Tulane. And yet we're going to not play. And people are making excuses as if this is the thing. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning played 4 preseason games every year. We are so you know what? We allow it. We don't coach it. That's the
I do think he makes a good point that the guys that he mentioned, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, for the most part, they played preseason games.
They did.
They got their reps in.
I take him with the world's largest grain of salt. He also thinks Patrick Mahomes sucks.
That's
so
true.
He's a hard guy to kind of
but
take
he makes a good point that teams and coaches coach scared in the preseason because they're not willing to risk the injuries to their key players. And I kind of understand that, but I just think it affects you in a negative way to start the regular season, especially younger players.
Like, he was coaching in community colleges where...
Yeah, it's just an opinion of his.
Where, like, players are so disposable. Like, the players, the roster's never the same. You're churning through guys. Like, he's never coached, like, super high-quality level NFL players. Now, I'm sure a few of his guys have gone on to the NFL, but, like, he's coaching a different level of player than the guys that make it to the NFL for the most part.
No, preseason has evolved, and it's evolved over the last... three years-ish,
yeah,
where teams take much more stock in joint practices than over preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Because joint practices are very controllable by the coaching staff.
Right.
They can put the players in specific situations that they want to see. Not they can't necessarily do that in preseason. They can kind of control all of the variables more so than in preseason. So I think it's evolved in the NFL where joint practices are much more beneficial to players and to teams than the preseason games themselves.
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
See how that plays out as the Commanders are going to have joint practices with the Dolphins before their second preseason game.
800-636.
But in the joint practices, the defensive line, they can't.
Yeah, they don't hit.
They don't hit the quarterback.
Right.
I don't have a problem
so
with that.
So if the Jets are playing the Commanders in a joint practice, the defensive ends, if he's coming up to pummel Daniels, he backs off.
Right.
You would want him to get pummeled in the preseason game?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's different about the preseason is at least you're getting live action and taking hits.
Yeah, but why would I want to subject any player to that?
Because because that's what happens in the NFL.
It makes it unrealistic, right? Because if you actually can get hit, a quarterback might be a little more skittish.
He might make a different
decision. And might move out of the pocket, might throw quicker. Whereas if you know you're not going to get hit, you'll stay in the pocket the whole time.
Yeah,
it's just a different situation.
I 100% agree.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, we're the Junkies.
Come. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm right back. So we get actual NFL football tomorrow with the Hall of Fame game. However, the starters for the Bears aren't playing. Doesn't look like C.J. Stroud is playing. We're wondering, well, what do you want to see from Jaden Daniels come preseason? There are only three preseason games now. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor list of lines.
Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Just happy that football's getting back. You know what I mean? It's a great time of year. And thanks for having me on. So really quick, I think what I don't want to see is him only play a quarter, and two out of the three drives he has is like two incompletions, run up the middle, and then we're punting. Like, I think really what I want to see is if he has one or two really good drives where he's driving like 80 yards, the offense looks like it knows what it's doing, and, you know, he has total control. You know, I think that's going to be something I'd like to see as a fan. And I don't want to see him running. I think that's going to put him in danger. I think we're going to see one or two of those because he's going to be excited. He's going to want to make a play. But ultimately, I'd rather him not run out of the pocket and show off his legs yet because, I mean, these games don't mean anything. Last quick thing, you know, I really think the preseason, when Sean McVay started, like, sitting all the starters back when he first became the head coach of the Rams, is when everybody started looking at the preseason a little bit differently. It's not like back in 2012, Russell Wilson was, like, beating out Matt Flynn for a starting quarterback position. You know, I mean, you don't really see that too often now of people actually beating other quarterbacks or anybody out unless they're, like, kind of no-name players trying to battle for a roster spot or something. But thank you so much for
That's a good point about McVay. I do remember, like, I don't know exactly when it turned. I think Valdez brings up a good point about, you know, these joint practices. But it's definitely different than when we started radio.
Yeah, but I mean,
preseason was a lot more meaningful.
30 years ago.
Of course, I get it.
Things are going to evolve and things are going to be different 30 years later.
I think it's somewhat unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but that's just the current state of the NFL in 2024. This is what you have because they're trying to reduce injuries in the preseason. They're reducing the number of preseason games from 4 to 3. You're just seeing more sheltering and protecting of the players heading into the regular season.
Can you imagine if they go to 18 regular season games, which is coming?
Right.
Then you're down to 2 preseason games. Are you going to see starters less, even less?
Probably.
Than you do now?
Because you want to save them for those 18 games.
Save them for those 18 games, yeah. All right, let's go to...
And they don't have preseason in college football, but a lot of teams definitely set up games with...
You got spring.
Right, you had lesser opponents.
Powder puffs.
Right.
You got spring, and you've got inter-squad scrimmages, and then, you know, when camp starts. Camp's probably started for most colleges. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jim. See what
Jim,
he wants
what's up? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, I love your show. I've been driving with you for 20 years on the way to work.
Thank you so
really
much.
Brightens my day.
Appreciate that.
The way I look at this is kind of like a two-prong approach. It's like the decision, and then there's the kind of the tiering from the head coach. The decision is really, do you want to try to win that first game of the season against Tampa? And I think the teams that are dominant in the divisions, they want to win. The teams that are up and coming, they want to win. We're in a stage right now where we're trying to get to 7 wins and 10 losses next year. So we're in a different situation. And kind of the tiering process is the coaching staffs and general managers who look at their quarterback and say, okay, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need any time unless there's all new receivers. So if you've got a great quarterback, you're trying to be competitive, you have all 3 new receivers, you definitely need to have that quarterback in there. For Jaden Daniels, I really wish he'd get as many reps as possible. I personally never bought into the thing about the injury. I really am disappointed for the growth of a player when you see them start that first game and there's no timing and they're missing things and you end up losing 17-10. I don't think that's good for his career. So I'd like to see him get a really good number of reps so that he can be competitive as we start the first four games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, it's not doing the Commanders any favors at three of the first four on the road to start with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, that's
under center.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be a first month that's going to be tough for him. It is.
Can they somehow get out of that 2-2?
And then think about after that first month, 3-4, then you're coming back, and at home you're playing two of the best defenses mm-hmm. in the league, in Cleveland and Baltimore.
Yep.
So that's a first. That first six is a tough stretch for a quarterback that's never faced NFL competition.
I'm just praying we don't have an Anthony Richardson situation.
Where he gets dinged up like four or five
games
in.
Anthony Richardson was looking pretty good when he was on the field for the Colts last season, but then they had to deal with Gardner Minshew, so it's kind of delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
That would suck.
Well, I mean, he's a running quarterback.
That's the worst case scenario, and yeah, it definitely can happen. Oh. I mean, you expect them to miss games.
If we have to watch 12 or 13 games of Marcus Mariota...
Drab would love it.
I mean, Drab would love it. He'd be the only guy in the DMV that would be looking forward to
those
games.
I don't even think Drab would like it.
Well, let's hear.
I don't even think he would like it.
Don't be crazy, Jason.
I don't think you would like it.
That's his dog.
From a Commander.
I know you love him, but from a Commander standpoint, you'd want to see Daniels and how good or bad he is.
Yeah, of course. And it's good for the radio station when the Commanders do well. And they probably would not do well if Mariota was QB. But hey, look. They were supposed to be terrible. The Falcons were supposed to be terrible when he was starting, and they weren't terrible. They were slightly below 500. Everyone thought they were going to be the worst team in the league. Something about game management that you
Some
guys sleep on.
Some of his numbers were terrible, though. Like, his accuracy numbers, those were terrible.
You sleep on game managers.
I do kind of sleep on game managers. I like, you know what I like? Studs. Stud quarterbacks. Top 10 quarterbacks.
Oh, sorry. Like a Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, Mariota is one of them, Rick.
Okay. You.
It just hasn't translated.
You're the biggest Mariota mark on the planet, and you would admit he's become a journeyman backup.
His career is not what I wanted it to be.
Right, he's fallen way short of expectations.
Happy's in town. Great mentor.
A lot of Jags have won Heisman trophies that turn into the Mustaroonies in the NFL.
Let's hope Jaden Daniels isn't
one of them. Let's hope that's not the case for Jaden. Need him to be a stud. Want him to be a stud, fulfill the promise.
I saw something on Twitter yesterday, and it was, I don't have the numbers right in front of me now, but it was about Dave Gettleman and how bad he was drafting. That right now, the Giants, out of like his last 37 draft choices, only seven of them remain.
Right. All right. I'm going to steal EB's back padding machine. I was the first to tell you Dave Gettleman was a clown. I was the tip of the spear that guy was a joke running an NFL front office. Thank you. I'll take all the kudos that are coming.
What do you think
way.
About his successor? Been featured on
Joe
Hard
Shane.
Knocks.
Shane? Jury's still out.
I mean, he was forced to overpay Daniel Jones, and now it's coming back to it's coming back to bite him.
Yeah,
wasn't able
it's
to
not gonna
keep
work out
Saquon.
For him. It's not going to work out for him.
I mean, he could have kept Saquon. He just chose not to.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but you know what? Even if they kept Saquon and they signed him to a two-year deal, I mean, he would have put up numbers, but they still would have had a bad season because of the quarterback situation.
You would think.
Now, Neighbors, they get a better receiver, young guy, so another deep threat. But Jones still has to get him the ball.
I did see a training camp low light for Daniel Jones where Neighbors beat the secondary.
Yeah.
And Jones, of course.
Underthrew him.
He threw like a Taylor Heineke ball that Taylor would always throw to Terry McLaurin,
right.
Where he's beaten his defender by two or three steps, and then he has to wait as the ball is hanging in the air to get to him. So now,
was this last night on
last
night?
No, this
episode?
Is a couple days ago in Giants camp. I mean, I know some people are into Daniel Jones. I'm not one of those people.
I agree.
Not my guy.
Maybe he'll surprise us.
I would be surprised if Daniel Jones has
too.
A really good season.
Now,
Shane needs it to happen to keep his job.
Their offensive line had really struggled over the last couple of years, so maybe they improve that and the guys can step up, give more time. But I would expect them to struggle.
Yeah.
And especially since Saquon's gone.
Is Heineke going to make the Falcons?
Hold on. It's Kirk, and Penix was drafted high in top 10.
Right.
Maybe he'll be the third string grasper. I don't know. He's probably battling.
Depends on whether they keep a third quarterback.
But you know what? Like, hopefully he stays there. But in my opinion, Heinicke has shown enough that he can be a career backup for the next 5 or 7 years.
But he signed a pretty good deal with the Falcons, if I recall.
He signed a decent deal to leave here and go play for Atlanta.
Did he sign a 2-year deal?
I look it up on SpotTrack, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. He got decent money for a backup. Not bad. All right, let's go back to the phones, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Chris in Gainesville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, John. Salutations.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to say that since they've reeled back the preseason, you always hear, the defense is always ahead of the offense. And I feel like you hear it more and more the more that the preseason gets reeled back. And I understand that they're using more of the practices. But, I mean, why are we doing it? It's awesome. Why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you want them all reeled up and ready to go at opening day?
I would think so. I remember last year in particular, Jason saying the first couple of games were sloppy in the NFL, like the first couple of weeks.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to be one of the teams that wasn't sloppy?
Right. I mean, everybody bets the unders in the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, I think you see a lot of...
Except for Cakes, he likes overs.
I just remember watching a lot of games this past year in the first... And this wasn't just this past year. It's been the last few years. But especially with younger quarterbacks, yeah, it's very sloppy. A lot of turnovers. Now, some teams look great, you know, with veteran QBs who have been established. But some of these teams look really bad. And you can tell that they weren't getting a lot of action in the preseason games.
Coming up next, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's or tickets to the HF Festival. We'll play Junkerty here on a game show Wednesday, brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
Welcome back to a game show Wednesday. It's brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. You're playing for a Wendy's $50 gift card. Also, a pair of tickets to HF Festival that's coming to Nats Park Saturday, September 21st. Featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, many, many more. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. I believe we're playing Junkerty.
We are playing Junkerty.
It's the game du jour.
Giving away prizes. And I believe it's going to be an Olympic-themed Junkerty.
Very good.
Not sure exactly where JP is, because he has the questions.
He does have the questions. You're going to have to read his chicken scratch handwriting.
Let me see what this says. He's got the worst handwriting I've ever seen. Mine's not great.
Right.
But JP really has the worst handwriting I've ever seen.
Known JP for about 50 years, his handwriting has always been subpar. All right, Valdez, why don't you punch up our top two contestants? Let's go with Tyler taking on Scott in Junkerty. Tyler.
What's going on, boys?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Scott, you there as well?
Hey, I'm sitting right here, brother.
All right, very good.
All right, we're going to play Junkerty. Have you played Junkerty before?
No, can you explain
the rules?
All right, here are the rules.
It's very easy.
We're only going to do one category, three questions. There's a one-pointer, a three-pointer, a five-pointer. The way you get control of the board is, if you know the answer, say your name. So, Tyler and Scott, your category is going to be game show hosts. If you know the answer, say the name. Your one-pointer jump ball is, he'll be the new host of Wheel of Fortune.
The new host?
Scott.
Scott's in.
Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, it's Ryan Seacrest.
You're scrambling for a second there, but
all right,
well done.
Scott, you have control of the board. Tyler, you got to wait patiently and hope he makes a mistake. Scott, the three-pointer is he's the host, the current host of The Price Is Right.
It was that Sajak clown, but he retired, so I passed.
All right, Tyler, you got a chance to get in. Tyler?
Drew Carey.
So Tyler is 3-1.
3-1. All right, five-pointer, you can close it out.
This is for the Wendy's $50 gift card. Good luck.
He is the host of Let's Make a Deal.
Wayne Brady.
Yes, Tyler, nice. The winner. Tyler, congratulations.
You get a $50 gift card brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by your location.
There's some new game shows out there. Patton Oswalt is a game show host.
Patton Oswalt, okay. Very good.
It's called the 1% Club. I haven't logged enough time to figure it out.
Don't know anything about it.
But I saw that, and I saw some other game show that was brand new, like in prime time. That's what they do in the summer months.
If you look at Jason's travel itinerary today, he's part of the 1% Club.
Yes.
Getting shuttled to the airport.
First, he said, not first, a limo.
First
cakes,
class on a Suburban.
It's a
nice.
Suburban. Yeah, chariot's fire. Thank you very much, Courtney West.
Very nice of them.
Picking me up at 3.
All right, let's punch up two more contestants. We have tickets to HF Festival.
All right, Valdez, can you punch
on
up
the line.
Brian and Jason on lines 3 and 4? They will be our contestants for HF Festival tickets.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Harkin?
What's up?
All right.
Good morning.
All right, Brian and Jason, same deal. There's three questions in the category, a one-pointer, a three-pointer, a five-pointer. We start with the jump ball. If you know the answer, say your name. That's how you get control of the board. This category is simple. It's Olympics. I'm going to name an athlete. You have to name their sport.
All right.
All right, your one-pointer, your jump ball, Noah Lyles.
Jason.
Ooh. I think Jason got in first.
I think Jason got in.
No.
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah,
Jason.
Definitely track.
All right.
All right. He's definitely track.
You're up 1-0. You have control.
Your three-pointer. Jason, can you name the sport for Caleb Dressel?
Yes, but easy. Pole vaulting.
He's not a pole vaulter.
All right, so now
you thought it was but easy. You're wrong.
Brian. You can steal and
Brian,
get in.
Brian, who thought he got jobbed, he thought he got in
he
first
did.
On the one-pointer.
Do you know
the
answer?
So this is my, I'm going to say gymnastics.
Oh, no.
No, we kind of thought that was an easy one.
I thought that was a very easy one. That would be swimming.
Swimming, man. This last one is... Well, you know what? If you're a Junkies listener, you should know this.
Oh, here we go.
Back to Jason. He's up 1-0.
He
could
is.
Win.
Could win with 1 point.
We talked about Mike Marr's... sister, Alana Marr.
Yes.
What sport does Alana Marr
equestrian.
Play? Not equestrian.
Not equestrian at
Brian,
all.
You can win it.
Rugby.
Yes!
Brian swoops in and gets the win. Well done, Brian. You've won 2 tickets to HF Festival on Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush Garbage, and many more. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
Congrats. Nice job.
Well done.
Nice job.
Jason, how many guys are going to be playing in Pebble Beach?
8.
In your crew. So it's 8.
Correct. The Mundo.
I bring that up because there was an article about friendship. Apparently, the Surgeon General of the United States says... there's a loneliness epidemic in the United States.
Trouble.
All right?
Yes.
And that more and more people are lonely and they don't have as many friends.
Mm-hmm.
This actually pertains to my life in a way. And I was texting with a really good friend of mine who I never see.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, after my mom died, I actually kind of vowed to like try and, she was very good at connection and maintaining connection and sending gifts to Italy and Puerto Rico and all these things. And me and this one buddy lived probably 5 miles apart. He was in my wedding. I was like, we should at least do lunch once a month.
Right.
Can't pull it off. Can't pull it off.
Can't make it work.
And so I texted him yesterday. I was like, hey, how about lunch on Thursday? He's like, I'm in court. Lunch on Friday. Oh, I got this going on. And it becomes difficult to maintain your close friends. I think it does become more and more difficult. Do you find it difficult, Cakes? You just maintain kind of the family base.
Yeah, I mean, I've
you're venturing out with your tennis guys
a little bit with my tennis group, which is a good group of guys that I play with probably on about a weekly basis. Sometimes a little bit more.
But do you get together with any of them outside of tennis?
Sure, we'll do dinner sometimes.
Okay.
At Norbeck, which is, you know, trying to expand.
But at the club.
Trying to expand my social circle a little bit. I don't need to expand it by a lot, just a little bit. And I think I'm doing that.
Have any of them been over to your house?
No, we just hang out at the club. Like, I mean, I haven't been to their houses either, so, like, right.
But you don't
have the club is the hub.
But it doesn't affect
you. It's the hangout
spot. It's not like you feel more lonely than you had in the last 10 years.
I don't feel lonely ever.
I don't either.
I never feel lonely.
I don't either.
Well, I think Jason has a big group of friends.
I'm not part of this 42%. I'm just not.
Not part of it. Nope.
I hang out with a smaller group of people,
mm-hmm.
but I got too much stuff with my family. I got too much stuff going on, especially now during the summer.
Yep.
The study concluded that Americans have 4 or 5 friends on average, but 55 to 60% of friends listed are close friends, and a lot are just more casual.
Ancillary friends. Outer circle friends.
I mean, I've got a tight group of friends that I play golf with mm-hmm. and hang out with and, you know, go to dinner with.
Right.
Everybody else, hey, what's up, man? Text once in a while.
Yeah, very casual.
Everything good? How's the family?
Casual.
How are your kids? How's the wife? If you have one still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of my friends don't have them anymore.
Hey, so sometimes that's the way it works.
But, you know, I mean, the guys I'm going to Pebble with, yeah, they're all real tight friends. I don't see them all the time, but.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider him close friends. I don't see Tom Mooney that much. I see him a few times a year.
Right.
But he's one of my closest friends.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's the way
it
is.
So I don't feel lonely.
Well, especially like at our current, like where we are currently, I think with our kids, it's hard because you'll have the weekends
mm-hmm.
and then you have activities.
Right.
And then when are you going to get together? Like actually, I'm probably going to do dinner with David Falk soon. Now, I wouldn't consider him a close friend. I like David Falk. He's right. been on the show. He's a nice guy, and he's texting me about doing dinner. I sent a date, and he was like, oh, I'm going to be in Syracuse. And he goes, how about the next day?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that next day, I have something.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I looked, and the next week, we've got a party. And that's even before I start coaching. Like, once I start coaching, it becomes hard.
Hey, maybe I should invite myself over to David Falk's house. When I'm down in Kiowa.
You should. It's a lock.
Go see his palatial spread.
Oh, you haven't seen his house yet, right?
I mean, I've seen it
online
on the interwebs, but I've never seen it in person.
Oh, you've seen it on... I haven't seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Is it ridiculous?
I've Googled David Falk Kiowa house, and then I just go and look at it, and I covet, and I think about what a pauper I am, especially compared to David Falk and his untold number of millions he has in the
bank. By the way, I was thinking about this. I've never gone out to dinner with him. So he's like, let's do something socially. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay. He's definitely going to order like some baller wine bottle that's going to be hundreds of dollars.
Well, I mean, it depends on where you go.
If he like, does that, it's on him. He's paying for it.
Right. Yeah.
You don't even like wine.
Hey, Rick, if you wind up going to dinner with David Falk, he's picking up the check.
I definitely have to offer to at least chop, right?
No, you don't.
Well,
it's David
not
Falk.
If he orders a fancy bottle of wine.
He's the one that's spearheading the dinner.
Not really. I mean, he said something like, let's get together socially. Right. He offered a date, and I was like, well, what about this?
Who's pushing to go out to dinner? Is it John Paul Flame or David Falk?
I think it's equal.
Well, I
mean, he may have thrown out the first invite.
Okay. To me, David Falk is pushing it more, and he's way richer than you. He picks up the check.
No, it's a offer. You say, hey, you want to chop? Or if he goes, no,
I think
no,
so.
No. And if he goes, no, no, no,
yeah,
I got it. And you go, are you sure?
Yeah.
And he says, yes, then it's over.
I think Valdez has it right.
No, you offer, of course.
Yes, you say, you want to chop? You go, you want to chop it? Unless he grabs the check and forcibly says, "I got this one."
How's you can get a credit card one. Roulette when you're it's one other couple?
It's still
I guess
roulette.
So.
Still,
no. You offer to chop it, but I guarantee 97%.
This is going
to
get back to him by the way.
97% chance he's going to pick up the check.
Or you be a nubber and you take the check and you go to the waitress and you say, "You see this $600 bottle of Camus?
Yeah.
Can you put that on his and then put the rest on mine?"
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know how to handle that because I'm not really a wine drinker. I'll have a glass of wine if people have, you know, a bottle of wine or something. They say, would you like a glass? I'll have a glass.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a jerk, but if, but I'm guessing if we, you know, I threw out a couple of places, like he goes to a place, surprisingly, in the Gaithersburg right. area. It might technically be Rockville. And I was like, oh, we could do that restaurant at Ruth's Chris.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the type of guy that probably has like a wine locker at a fancy restaurant.
He probably
does. And last time I checked, you're not the guy that has a wine locker. He doesn't have one.
No.
I certainly don't have
one. Or, you know, what you could do is you could beat him to the punch and bring your own bottle to the restaurant and pay the corking fee.
I guess you could.
And then I'll just get Joan on for bringing some $20 bottle.
Like, make up some story about how it's sentimental.
Right. Like, why are you bringing a $23 bottle of wine from Safeway to dinner?
Right.
What are you doing? And then you should take it and throw it against the wall.
Anyway, it was just something I was thinking about yesterday as I was texting with a friend.
This Josh Cabernet really means a lot to my family.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, of course, you had the trade deadline yesterday. The Nationals made a bunch of moves in their sell-off. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo, their GM, next here on the Junkies.
Welcome back to a Game Show Wednesday. It's brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. You're playing for a Wendy's $50 gift card, also a pair of tickets to HF Festival that's coming to Nats Park Saturday, September 21st, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, many, many more. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. I believe we're playing Junkerty.
We are playing Junkerty.
It's the game du jour.
Giving away prizes. And I believe it's going to be an Olympic-themed Junkerty.
Very good.
Not sure exactly where JP is because he has the questions.
He does have the questions. You're going to have to read his chicken scratch handwriting.
Let me see what this says. He's got the worst handwriting I've ever seen. Mine's not great.
Right.
But JP really has the worst handwriting I've ever seen.
Known JP for about 50 years. His handwriting has always been subpar. All right, Valdez, why don't you punch up our top two contestants? Let's go with Tyler taking on Scott in Junkerty. Tyler.
What's going on, boys?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Scott, you there as well?
Hey, I'm sitting right here, brother.
All right. Very good.
All right, we're going to play Junkerty. Have you played Junkerty before?
No, can you explain the rules?
All right, here are the rules.
It's very easy.
We're only going to do one category, three questions. There's a one-pointer, a three-pointer, a five-pointer. The way you get control of the board is, if you know the answer, say your name. So, Tyler and Scott, your category is going to be game show hosts. If you know the answer, say the name. Your one-pointer jump ball is, he'll be the new host of Wheel of Fortune.
The new host?
Scott.
Scott's in.
Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest?
Yes, it's Ryan Seacrest.
You're scrambling for a second there, but
all right,
well done.
Scott, you have control of the board. Tyler, you got to wait patiently and hope he makes a mistake. Scott, the three-pointer is, he's the host, the current host of The Price is Right.
It was that Sajak clown, but he retired, so I passed.
All right, Tyler, you got a chance to get in. Tyler?
Drew Carey.
So Tyler is up 3-1.
3-1. All right, five-pointer, you can close it out.
This is for the Wendy's $50 gift card. Good luck.
He is the host of Let's Make a Deal.
Wayne Brady.
Yes, Tyler, nice. The winner.
Tyler,
congratulations.
You get a $50 gift card brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by your location.
There's some new game shows out there. Patton Oswalt is a game show host.
Patton Oswalt, okay. Very good.
It's called the 1% Club. I haven't logged enough time to figure it out.
Don't know anything about it.
I saw that, and I saw some other game show that was brand new, like in prime time. That's what they do in the summer months.
If you look at Jason's travel itinerary today, he's part of the 1% Club.
Yes.
Getting shuttled to the airport.
first, he said, not first, a limo,
first
cakes,
class on a suburban. The bird.
It's
very
a suburban.
Nice.
Yeah, chariot's fire. Thank you very much, Courtney West.
Very nice of them.
Picking me up at 3.
All right, let's punch up 2 more contestants. We have tickets to HF Festival.
All right, Valdez, can you punch
on
up
the line.
Brian and Jason on lines 3 and 4? They will be our contestants for HF Festival tickets.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, acting?
What's up?
All right.
Good morning.
All right, Brian and Jason, same deal. There's 3 questions in the category, a 1-pointer, a 3-pointer, a 5-pointer. We start with the jump ball. If you know the answer, say your name. That's how you get control of the board. This category is simple. It's Olympics. I'm going to name an athlete. You have to name their sport.
All right.
All right, your 1-pointer, your jump ball, Noah Lyles.
Jason.
Ooh. I think Jason got in first.
I think Jason got in.
No.
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah,
Jason.
Definitely track.
All right.
All right. He's definitely track.
You're up 1-0. You have control.
Your 3-pointer. Jason, can you name the sport for Caleb Dressel?
Yes, but easy. Pole vaulting.
He's not a pole vaulter.
All right, so now
you thought it was but easy. You're wrong.
Brian, you can steal and
Brian,
get in.
Brian, who thought he got jobbed, he thought he got in
he
first
did.
On the 1-pointer.
Do you know
All
the
right,
answer?
So this is my, I'm going to say gymnastics.
Oh, no.
No, we kind of thought that was an easy one.
I thought that was a very easy one. That would be swimming.
Swimming, man. This last one is... Well, you know what? If you're a Junkies listener, you should know this.
Oh, here we go.
Back to Jason. He's up 1-0.
He
could
is.
Win.
Could win with 1 point.
We talked about Mike Marr's sister, Alana Marr.
Yes.
What sport does Alana Marr...
Equestrian. Play?
Not equestrian.
Not equestrian at
Brian,
all.
You can win it.
Rugby.
Yes!
Brian swoops in and gets the win. Well done, Brian. You've won 2 tickets to HF Festival on Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush Garbage, and many more. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Congrats.
Nice job.
Well done.
Nice job.
Jason, how many guys are going to be playing in Pebble Beach?
8.
In your crew. So it's 8.
Correct. Amundo.
I bring that up because there was an article about friendship. Apparently, the Surgeon General of the United States says there's a loneliness epidemic in the United States.
Trouble.
All right?
Yes.
And that more and more people are lonely and they don't have as many friends.
Mm-hmm.
This actually pertains to my life in a way. I was texting with a really good friend of mine who I never see.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, after my mom died, I actually kind of vowed to like try and, she was very good at connection and maintaining connection and sending gifts to Italy and Puerto Rico and all these things. And me and this one buddy lived probably 5 miles apart. He was in my wedding. I was like, we should at least do lunch once a month.
Right.
Can't pull it off. Can't pull it off.
Can't make it work.
And so I texted him yesterday. I was like, hey, how about lunch on Thursday? He's like, I'm in court. Lunch on Friday. Oh, I got this going on. And it becomes difficult to maintain your close friends. I think it does become more and more difficult. Do you find it difficult, Cakes? You just maintain kind of the family base.
Yeah, I mean, I've
you're venturing out with
I've
your tennis guys.
A little bit with my tennis group. Which is a good group of guys that I play with probably on about a weekly basis, sometimes a little bit more.
But do you get together with any of them outside of tennis?
Sure, we'll do dinner sometimes at Norbeck, which is, you know, trying to expand.
But at the club.
Trying to expand my social circle a little bit. I don't need to expand it by a lot, just a little bit. And I think I'm doing that.
Have any of them been over to your house?
No, we just hang out at the club. Like, I mean, I haven't been to their houses either, so like we just...
But you
the club is the hub.
But it doesn't affect you.
It's the hangout spot.
It's not like you feel more lonely than you had in the last 10 years.
I don't feel lonely ever.
I don't either.
I never feel lonely.
I don't either.
Well, you have. I think Jason has a big group of friends.
I'm not part of this 42%. I'm just not.
Not part of it. Nope.
I mean, I hang out with a smaller group of people, but I got too much stuff with my family. I got too much stuff going on, especially now during the summer.
Yep.
The study concluded that Americans have 4 or 5 friends on average, but 55 to 60% of friends listed are close friends, and a lot are just more casual.
Ancillary friends. Outer circle friends.
I mean, I've got a tight group of friends that I play golf with mm-hmm. and hang out with and, you know, go to dinner with.
Right.
Everybody else, hey, what's up, man? Text once in a while.
Yeah, very casual.
Everything good? How's the family?
Casual.
How are your kids? How's the wife? If you have one still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of my friends don't have them anymore.
Hey, so sometimes that's the way it works.
But, you know, I mean, the guys I'm going to Pebble with, yeah, they're all real tight friends. I don't see them all the time, but mm-hmm. I still consider them close friends. I don't see Tom Mooney that much. I see him a few times a year.
Right.
But he's one of my closest friends.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's the way
it
is.
So I don't feel lonely.
Well, especially like at our current, like where we are currently, I think with our kids, it's hard because you'll have the weekends mm-hmm. and then you have activities.
Right.
And then when are you going to get together? Like actually, I'm probably going to do dinner with David Falk soon. Now, I wouldn't consider him a close friend. I like David Falk. He's right. been on the show. He's a nice guy and he's texting me about doing dinner. I sent a date. And he was like, oh, I'm going to be in Syracuse. And he goes, how about the next day?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that next day I have something.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I looked and the next week we've got a party. And that's even before I start coaching. Like once I start coaching, it becomes hard.
Hey, maybe I should invite myself over to David Falk's house when I'm down in Kiowa.
You should. It's
go
a lock.
His, go see his palatial spread.
Oh, you haven't seen his house yet, right?
I mean, I've seen it
online
on the interwebs, yeah. But I've never seen it in person.
Oh, you've seen it on. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's ridiculous.
I've Googled David Falk Kiowa house, and then I just go and look at it, and I covet, and I think about what a pauper I am,
yeah.
Especially compared to David Falk and his untold number of millions he has in the
bank.
By
the way, I was thinking about this. I've never gone out to dinner with him, so he's like, yeah. Let's do something socially. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay. He's definitely going to order like some baller wine bottle that's going to be hundreds of dollars.
Well, I mean, it depends on where you go.
If he like, does that, it's on him. He's paying for it.
Right. Yeah, he's.
You don't even like wine.
Hey, Rick, if you wind up going to dinner with David Falk, he's picking up the check.
I definitely have to offer to at least chop,
no,
right?
No, you don't.
Well,
it's David
not
Falk.
If he orders a fancy bottle of wine.
He's the one that's spearheading the dinner.
Not really. I mean, he just said, he said something like, let's get together socially. Right. He offered a date, and I was like, well, what about this?
Who's pushing to go out to dinner? Is it John Paul Flame or David Falk?
I think it's equal.
Well, that's,
I mean, he may have thrown out the first invite.
Okay. To me, David Falk is pushing it more, and
no.
He's way richer than you. He picks up the check.
No, it's a offer. You say, hey, you want to chop? Or if he goes, no,
I think
no, no.
So.
And if he goes, no, no, no,
yeah,
I
yeah.
got it. And you go, are you sure? Yeah. And he says, yes, then it's over.
I think yeah. Valdez has it right.
Way. No, yes. You offer, of course.
Yes, you say, you want to chop? You go, you want to chop it? Unless he grabs the check and forcibly says, yeah. I got this one.
How's
you can
a credit card
one.
Roulette when you're, it's one other couple?
It's still
I guess
roulette.
So.
Still,
no, you offer. To chop it, but I guarantee 97%.
This is going
to
get back to him, by the
97% chance he's going to pick up the check.
Or you be a nubber and you take the check and you go to the waitress and you say, you see this $600 bottle of Camus?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you put that on his and then put the right. put the rest on
exactly.
mine?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know how to handle that because I'm not really a wine drinker. I'll have a glass of wine if people have, you know, a bottle of wine or something. They say, oh, yeah. Would you like a glass? I'll have a glass.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a jerk,
okay.
but I'm guessing if we, you know, I threw out a couple of places, like he goes to a place surprisingly in the Gaithersburg
right.
area. It might technically be Rockville. And I was like, oh, we could do that restaurant or Ruth's Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the type okay. of guy yeah. that probably has like a wine locker at a fancy right. restaurant.
He probably does.
And last time I checked, you're not the guy that has a wine right. locker. He doesn't have one.
No.
I certainly don't have
one. Or, you know, what you could do is you could beat him to the punch and bring your own bottle to the restaurant and pay the corking fee.
I guess you could.
And then I'll just get joned on yeah, for bringing some $20 bottle.
Like, no. Make up some story about how it's sentimental.
Right. Like, why are you bringing a $23 bottle of wine from Safeway to dinner?
Right.
What are you doing? And then you should take it and throw it against the wall.
Anyway, it was something I was thinking about yesterday as I was texting with a friend.
This Josh Cabernet really means a lot to my family.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, of course, you had the trade deadline yesterday. The Nationals made a bunch of moves in their sell-off. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo. their GM next here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.